Hey guys, Jackie becomes a glamma again, and Tammy has risen. Let's see what's going down on tonight's episode of Basketball Wives.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Right, you have to do that little bounce.
Yeah, you gotta, little back it up a little bit. Hey. A little throwback to Juvie. Yes, she gets it from her mama.
Glamma.
Yes, right? Soon to be glammas. And the cheers to Jackie Christie being a glamma again. Party. Right. So before we get into all of that, I want to welcome you guys to watching us here on AfterBuzz TV's After Show for Basketball Wives. I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Twitter at @MICH_MadisonTV, but I'm mostly on Instagram because that's where I love to be. You can find me there at @Michelle_MadisonTV. And to my left are my lovely co-hosts.
That's right. Hi, everybody. I'm Laura L. Thomas, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV. But if you look at Laura Thomas TV, that's another pretty blonde that is not me. You. So
take some of her followers though. She'll take it.
She's a pretty cool chick in Arizona. So shout out to Laura Thomas in Arizona who's not me. So make sure you got the L in there, y'all.
Hey guys, I'm Lanisha. I don't think it's too many of me, so should be easy to find me on Instagram and on Twitter at @Lanisha_33.
All right. And we have a special guest in the building that's sitting in. You guys can't see her, but we want to say hi and have her, you know, a little warm welcome to our little Basketball Wives family.
Yeah.
All right, so ladies, tonight's episode, for me, opens a number of cans of worms, so I'm going to try to navigate this, how should I say this, shadiness to an extent. I'll try. So we have our first ever glamma party, to my knowledge. I think NeNe Leakes is the one that coined the term. I don't think I've ever heard it anywhere else. You guys, our viewers, fans, please let me know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But Jackie Christie has definitely upped it because she's had her first glamma party.
Right.
That's right. That's right. And we're following suit with our glamma party.
Thank you for these glasses.
I told you all that I was going to be bringing wine.
Oh, she was serious. It was all nice and it smells good. I could smell it.
Oh, yes.
I feel like I'm in Napa.
I did reach out to Evelyn Lozada on Twitter to find out what her favorite wine was. She didn't get back to me just yet, so I went with a little substitute.
She's busy with the IVF treatment.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And she was on the reel. So she's a hustler. But I brought a little horseshoes and hand grenades from Oregon because I feel like there's only a matter of time before a bomb is dropped on this situation.
You got it right. That was not a plug. She really did just find this wine because is this some southern place? Because that sounds so southern.
They're
from Oregon. Oregon is the west of the south. Did I get that right? The south and the west? There we go. Any of it. Speaking of bombs. What do we think about Jackie Christie having her first glamma party for her fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, and only girl, grandchild?
I'm thinking, is it maybe, one, because she's on the show, two, because maybe her relationship is a little bit better with her and Shani.
A little is an understatement.
Yeah, right? You're right. It's a whole lot way better with Shani. So maybe that's why she had the glamour party. And also, why was it only four people there, though?
It was more than four. Look at you being shady. It was more than four.
Okay, three more.
There was maybe five.
That was a get-together. It wasn't a party.
It wasn't like Shawnee's 70s themed birthday party. We'll say that. It was a more intimate setting. Yes. That's what we like to say in event planning.
It seemed like such a big venue for such a tiny turnout.
Really? It was a bar, lounge thing.
It just looked real empty.
It did. Oh. So that was the thing. It looked empty.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it seemed like she didn't invite a lot of people. She said, and I think she did say she wanted to keep it small and, intimate. So I think along those lines, she delivered. Totally. But what do you think overall with her having the glamma party?
I think it's awesome. I think it's really fun. I do kind of wonder why she would just go for this one kid now versus the others. Maybe it was the fact that it's a girl. But I think it has more so to do, what you guys were saying, with the fact with her relationship with Shanti's a little bit more secure, a little more stable, if you will. So, but then also I kind of feel like it might have just been a fun storyline.
I definitely agree. I'm sure it was a fun storyline.
I just feel like
I love a new theme. Give me a theme for a party and I'm there. I'm dressed up and I'm there. Yeah. I think going back to why Evelyn and Shawnee did not show up, I have to agree with them. why. Mm-hmm. So for those who don't know the backstory with Jackie, her daughter, Shan, and Takari, I believe mm-hmm. it is, mm-hmm. which is her quote-unquote estranged daughter. So apparently growing up, Shan had shared in a prior season the... She basically called her mom out for colorism, which is very prevalent, not only, well, mostly in communities of color, we'll just say it like that. So people who are lighter skinned tend to get preferential treatment versus darker skin. So Jackie has two daughters, Shan being the youngest and the lighter skinned mm-hmm. one with her current husband, and Takari being her first daughter, darker skin from a previous relationship. So apparently Shan, because I did some reading on this mm-hmm. beforehand, mm-hmm. Shan shared with... not Laura, the older sister. The okay. Govan sisters.
Laura is the older one.
Laura, she's the older one. Gloria is the younger one. With mm-hmm. Laura, she shared okay. with her how when she was 8 and her sister was probably like 12 or something around mm-hmm. those ages, her mom made her sister go on a treadmill and say that she needed to get down to Shan's size. Oh, wow. And Shan had to sit there and watch and count how long she was on the treadmill to make sure she was, you know.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So it was, yeah.
I mean.
So their relationship and the book that Takari's actually working on, it talks about their relationship in deeper depth. Mm. So apparently Takari's relationship with her mother, allegedly, since she was a kid, has been strained, and it was all based on this colorism, mm. which came out, and that's part of why their relationship is strained, why people had their feelings about this. So given that, and then the backstory with Evelyn given to Takari's GoFundMe page where right. her son was injured, yeah. to go to this glamour party, this is your fourth grandchild, the only one from Shan, and you're now having a party to celebrate it, mm-hmm. that's mm. what makes it just... maybe wasn't the best thing. And then she, throughout the whole time when she was talking about this party, she said she was celebrating her new grandchild. It wasn't until the last time that she said, I'm celebrating my four grandchildren. Yes. If you mm-hmm. noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if that was a conscious effort on her part and that she caught herself mm-hmm. or... Because I think if she wanted to bring people together, like she was saying this glamour party was supposed to have been, it should have been her two daughters and all mm-hmm. her grandchildren. Yeah.
And that's
would have been a celebration.
Yeah, there wasn't really a lot of, like, family there. Well, like, you're celebrating your grandchild. Where's the rest of your family members
She
as
said
well?
She wanted to turn up, which I get.
The only difference, and the only thing that I question about this is this... I know what you were saying about her saying she wants to celebrate her new grandchild.
Yeah.
But having a glamour party really feels like you want to celebrate you.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Right? So I feel like if you're having a baby shower, which mm-hmm. who knows mm-hmm. if she had a baby shower for any of her four grandchildren, but this glamour party kind of came when she...
I'm almost positive she had one for Shan.
Well,
I didn't research it, but I'm almost positive.
Well, yeah. I have no idea. I should probably do my homework and be a little bit better about, like, get my balls
yeah. right. Hey, we're serious journalists here.
But, I do wonder, because to call it a glamour party, there were no kids there. It was at a bar. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't really like a baby shower. It was more just her kind of being like, hey, I'm a glamour now. And, yeah. you know.
I have thrown a baby shower at a club.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
All I'm right, when I get pregnant, you're throwing my...
I told you, I do this. I've done baby showers everywhere, but yes, really? I have thrown a baby shower in a club, and it was fat. And it was a party.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
So...
I went to a baby shower in a bowling alley.
It went to 4 in the morning, so I mean, hey.
Oh, that baby shower is lit.
Yes.
You're doing something, right?
Yeah, we do lit things. So, yes.
That's my only question, though, is like, were there baby showers in the past, and was this more of a party for her? And a little less about the actual baby. It's kind of the indication that I got.
Got it. But if one daughter had to post a GoFundMe page.
Well, that's
and
all.
And the other one is basically pushing it away, like, give me some room. Yeah. It's kind of like,
Yeah.
That's but hopefully tricky. We'll get these ladies in to either come into the studio or to call in and give their sides of the story.
Love for one of them to come
we
in.
Would definitely love to hear it. You know, get something clarified.
That's
there.
Right.
But
I have one question.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So when Evelyn and Shawnee decided not to go to the glamour party, which I guess we're going to talk about here soon, mm-hmm. but maybe this is a nice little lead-in. Mm-hmm. So Evelyn said that she, her thing was that she would rather pick off her toenails and eat them one by one mm-hmm. than go to that glamour party.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a saying like that? Like, I would rather blank, blank, blank than do this.
That's usually when an ugly guy approaches me and I come up with every single line and it never works. Trust me, it never works. Like, one guy told him I was a stripper and a prostitute and I had 5 kids and a crazy baby daddy. He still wanted to take me and the kids out.
Well, because look at like you, girl.
I tell you, no,
that's
lie.
The thing now.
I have proof. I have friends around to no one ever believes my stories. And I'm like, this one time I had somebody there to say, yes, this happened.
Oh, gosh.
That's crazy.
That's what I do.
I don't really have one.
Do you have a go-to phrase?
I'm just like, no. I just don't go to things. Or just like, if I'm not, I don't want to be there. I'm just like, I'm not coming.
Yeah, I'm pretty honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but I'm saying, like, do you have like a like I have a friend that says, I would rather eat a plate of boogers than do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. No, I don't go to the first. I think my face just.
Me too. I think it's like I will give the face, and I'm just like I'm not, because it's not something I would rather want to do because I'm not doing this, so I don't have another option.
And
you know,
I
guess that's
rather
how I
be
look
in
at
the
it.
Bed.
Well, there you go. We'll see. Now you have one. Now you can just borrow Evelyn's. Yeah. I'd rather pick up my toenails and eat them all.
It's too long. It's too much.
Well, like, no. Anyway, I thought that was a pretty interesting and disgusting. At the
it
same
was
time.
Though. Yeah. And then she emphasized. She said it twice. I was like, okay, Evelyn, we get it.
All right, we got it. We got it. We're good.
She's trying to stay away from the drama, which it's probably best in this situation.
Yeah.
So from the grandma party, we get a blow up with my Tammy.
Hmm,
my girl, Tammy. So I was actually surprised too that Bonnie was not in on this party.
Yeah, we didn't see a lot of her in this episode.
Yeah, we didn't see Bonnie, which I was surprised about.
Okay, because at first I was like, who's Bonnie? I forgot.
Bonnie
that
Bonnie Jill.
Yes, Bonnie
the one
Jill,
who,
the new
who
one.
Carried the bone
right.
and got the situation pumping already. So how do you guys feel about that? Because I have a little issue with this.
About Bonnie and Jill not being there?
Well, no. Well, just with Tammy and,
Tammy and Jackie.
You know, my thing is that I feel like Jackie was trying to handle Tammy in a pretty good way. Mm-hmm. I thought she was actually
mature,
being pretty admirable. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, okay, she was great. She took her outside. She was like, girl, I got you. Like, never doubt that. Please know. Like, you're my girl. And it was like Tammy wasn't hearing it. And I feel like when Tammy gets to that place where she just like that wall goes up and it's just like,
she doesn't care what you say.
No.
You just need to apologize and let it run.
And at that point, she's not even hearing you anymore.
You just got to walk away from her at that point. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I do think Tammy is being a bit messy in this situation, you know, and she keeps wanting to say, I'm not messy. I don't keep up drama. What's the point to keep going back to Jackie and saying what Evelyn did, you know, and especially when you have a problem with Evelyn. So when you have a problem with someone and you try to create a problem with that particular person and another person, it seems like that is drama. That's a mess. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You want someone else to be upset with them as well. You know, you just, you know, misery loves company. Yeah. And that's how I'm looking at Tammy right now. Even though I love her, but.
Yeah. I think the way the information was brought to her by Bonnie, Bonnie was pretty much, she didn't even really know what she was walking
what was
into.
Going
she
on.
Was just saying stuff and didn't realize it. But I think the fact that it came from Evelyn, who's pretty much her nemesis, it just escalated everything.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm noticing is no one is bringing Bonnie back into the situation. No one is saying, okay, where's Bonnie? Bonnie, come and replay the tape for us. It's just Evelyn, she's just literally quoting what Bonnie said as if it was like in the Bible, this is facts.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that's because these women have history and Bonnie Jill's new?
That's what I'm saying, Evelyn, to jump the gun, Tammy already said Evelyn is in LA because of her. So,
girl.
I was like, Tammy, girl.
That is a bold statement.
Very
bold.
Yeah,
she got balls.
She does.
All right, I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. But it was just, my thing from this whole, from that whole Tammy, Bonnie, Evelyn, Shawnee situation is Shawnee's always in the middle between Tammy and Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
She always hear them say the worst things of each other in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard Shawnee, you know, do anything different than what Jackie did. Actually, Jackie spoke up more. So I have to give her that. And Evelyn and Tammy both know they're both friends with the same person. They say what they want to say in front of her. She doesn't say anything. It is what it is. So how then can you be mad at Jackie for pretty much doing the same thing Shawnee was doing, with the exception of she actually did come to your defense? It's just unfair to me. That's all I got to say. But I also can see Tammy because I have her same little bit of anger issues. Like when I'm like there, I literally shut – the best thing you could do is be out of my sight. Yeah. I don't even want to hear you breathe. Just disappear. Just poof, gone, disappear.
Yeah. Because I knew it was about to start right back up when Jackie walked out of the event. Because why do I keep calling Tammy Evelyn?
Yeah.
Tammy was standing right outside. People. They are. That's probably
they
why.
They are the same people. You guys
but know. Tammy's standing still outside and Jackie just, you know, rolled her eyes. Oh, don't you roll your eyes
no, she
at me,
walked bro, out. Like, she, whoa. So she didn't go in. Technically, Jackie didn't go after Tammy.
Yeah.
Jackie left after Kiana.
Yeah. No,
and
yeah.
Herja.
And Tammy was just still outside.
You know, they were doing their thing, and then that's when I would have been upset too. I had my party, and then you come blowing up, and these other two girls come and blowing up, and it's like, this is supposed to be fun.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's not even fun anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I'm just looking at you like,
yeah.
You're my
so
friend.
So it probably wasn't even towards Tammy, but like, she
it
just.
It was part
gets,
of it, but it wasn't like anything like. Evil. It was just like if my best friend got on
reaction.
My nerves, I probably would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she reacted like she got more on her nerves. Than
yes,
yeah.
Because this is Tammy. Jeez. You know,
I feel like if I could name this episode, it'd be like the versus episode because it was like Jackie versus Tammy, Tammy versus Evelyn, Jackie versus Evelyn, like Kiana
versus
Elena.
Persia.
Like it was just literally like every single scene was like
a versus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
it was like
good.
The, it
I
was.
Like that.
Yeah. It was like a versus kind of confrontation episode,
yeah,
in my
was,
opinion.
Yeah, that was good.
And also,
observation.
Yeah.
Speaking of observations, do we notice the many looks of Tammy in
this
the wigs? Episode?
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
I was sitting there thinking,
did you
like, yeah, that, I need
you
some.
Are watching a show Let's... with black women.
No, I'm fine something. With it. I love it. But I literally, every time she came on.
So do you,
but no,
you
it was so this episode, I think, was a lot. Like,
I can't.
Like,
she had her 80s
wig.
There
was the 80s wig. There was the blonde side pony.
Uh-huh.
There was the long Center Park black curly that she was doing in her interviews.
Yeah.
There was that pink awesomeness, which was amazing.
Yeah.
There
mermaid.
Was the long blonde wavy. There was the braids with the beanie. There was the short blonde bob in the preview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, you are giving me all kinds
bob.
Of looks, and I am obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking so good. I love
now,
it.
Now, I'm going to be a little bit messy right here. So when she was talking to Reggie.
I already knew.
Is it?
I already know.
Does she need a wax?
I know.
That top lip?
I know.
Need a wax?
It wasn't that.
Oh,
okay. Because that's the hairline?
Yes.
I'm there too?
The baby hairs.
Yeah.
I was on something else.
But
I just want to say.
I was on both. The hairline and I think, or it could have been the tint of the TV.
Yeah.
But I think she needed a wax on that top
lip.
I did not notice that.
Maybe it was the tint
on
the TV.
I probably need one. But I didn't notice that. But I just have to say, this is not a shade to Reggie. But Reggie, in that scene, I was like, does he not remind you of Bra Man from the Fifth Floor? And then he was making a sandwich.
Right. And then he asked
everything.
Her if she wanted
I was
some.
Like,
and then when you said that to me, I was like, oh, yeah, that's funny. He does. And then he said, you want a sandwich? I was like, oh.
Oh, gosh.
Like, Reggie, why do you say that right
my
now?
My Martin fans. Y'all get that joke.
Yep.
But, that yeah, no, funny. Speaking of Reggie and her support system, I love that her daughter, she was saying one is not old enough to drink, one's still not. But I love that her relationship with her daughters, they're like friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and they have been, especially in this episode, they were, as we'll get to at the very end, but they're acting very mature.
Yes. Yeah.
I like
think
her voice of reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, really good for her because they're able to come to her in a way when she gets to that level of like, whoa, crazy. They're like, calm it down, bring it down a notch, like be the voice of reason in in her life.
Even though
nice.
I think she was handling herself very well there, though.
At what point?
The whole episode.
No,
the book signing.
Oh, the book.
Signing.
I think she did do well at the book
was.
Signing.
So
did,
when they did that, I was like, okay, maybe they cut something out that we didn't see.
Sure.
I was like, I think she's handling that very well.
Yeah.
I didn't know
so
we
no
were
Tammy,
on to the book signing
did,
yet.
Yeah.
You know, I jump around, girl.
I know, but
I just talk. You know, this is how it works. We're girlfriends here. We just.
No, that's great.
Have
that's
an
great.
Organic conversation.
I agree with the book signing. She was the most normal I've seen her look, but she had some level 10 crazies in this episode.
Yeah, that's Tammy.
Yeah, you know Tammy, and that
but
was
that's
funny.
What we watch,
like,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Like when Jackie was describing, like when she was telling Evelyn what's going on, she's like, you know, she opened her legs, and because that's how you know when Tammy is good. She's done.
She
is.
Opens them.
She's seeing red now. She's like, okay.
She like just gets ready.
Dirty, like, that, that little stance she has. Okay, Tammy.
Well, and especially because Evelyn right now is sort of like keeping things under wraps.
Yeah. And I'm also proud of her.
I know.
She's
like,
so far so good.
Yeah,
I think she's proven
look
me
at
wrong.
You. I think that she, all the is waiting for something.
I'm still waiting for it, but
you
so
are,
far she's
like,
proven
Jesus,
me wrong.
Please make Evelyn pop off.
Was on the reel today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was some hints made about maybe old Evelyn coming back. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, we might get a little old Evelyn in this season.
Please, I need old Evelyn and current Tammy. I need that showdown.
Look at you. You just want to.
No, I want
You want
it.
A wine bottle thrown at somebody's head, don't you, girl?
Almost.
Jeez.
No. Okay, no, I don't.
I'm not going to lie.
I know why I'm the only one.
I have my little bit of prayers too, but you know, it's just good to see two people who could comfort each other on the same level. Because I'm usually seeing like a gazelle and like a cat, and it's like, oh,
so that's why I want it.
But it's like the two are like on par. It's like a panther and a cheetah. It's like, let's get this popping.
Yep,
girls like violence too for entertainment.
For entertainment purposes,
there's a difference. So aside from that, so what do you guys think about Jackie meeting with Evelyn again to ask why she was not at the party, and also to try to have this come to Jesus moment with her and Tammy, Evelyn?
I really admire what Jackie's trying to do. Mm-hmm. I really do, because I think I see through the whole thing. I think she's just like, I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm. You guys are at odds. Somehow we got at odds. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure. I think she's really trying to be the pacemaker in this situation. Mm-hmm. And somehow, I think she broke through with Evelyn. I mean, it seemed like they are on the same page now. It just seems like she just keeps pushing Tammy's buttons. And the longer that she pushes Tammy's buttons, the less this is going to happen, I think.
But I don't think she's pushing Tammy's buttons. I think Tammy's just holding on to this one thing with Evelyn, hearing Bonnie saying that Evelyn said she was crazy, and her and Jackie being in the presence and not saying anything in her defense, allegedly. I think that's what it is. Because
so you think,
I think Jackie's apologized. I can't think of any other way this girl could apologize.
Right. And with Jackie's history and her personality, at least this time, I'm actually on Jackie's side, and I think she's being genuine this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the past, she's, you know, crazy. She plays both sides of the fence sometimes.
That's what Tammy's talking about.
And what she's thinking, and thinking that she's now doing it to her. Because, you know, sometimes when you're a friend with someone, and you do see a bad side of them, but you're their friend, you're close, you never think it'll happen to you.
Oh, girl.
So Tammy may be in this position where now she feels like Jackie's finally doing those things to her.
Yes.
But I don't, like we said, I don't think so. I think it's genuine. She's trying to apologize. And because even when she met with Evelyn, I was just like, oh, Jackie. I'm expecting her to kind of be a little bit messy and be two-faced, but she still wasn't. She still kind of defended Tammy. Like, she didn't say anything negative, you know, and I don't think she meant anything by that when, you know, Evelyn read Tammy's caption under her picture. So she was just trying to be the mediator and trying to really get them together.
Yeah.
And now we finally get to see what the actual message was, which is what we heard before. It wasn't anything malicious.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to still understand, how do you take a message like that and make it something that it's not?
Well,
it's just because she has an issue with Evelyn.
Well, not just but Jackie said that, you know, a number of people are DMing her and saying that this message was something else, and it turned out to just be what Evelyn said it was.
I think what something that's feeding into that whole situation is her daughter, Takari.
Takari.
I think she, because if you go on Twitter, she's got like all of these tweets against her mom, and it's just kind of and defending Evelyn. And I feel like Jackie's just trying to like come to Evelyn. I feel like they're good. Like, I feel like they're at this point where they're like, look, they're I get that what you were doing was not malicious. I get, you know, I think Evelyn's like, I just want to make sure that your daughter, you know, your grandson was being taken care of. You know, that I did it out of the goodness of my heart. I feel like they're good, but the shit that keeps getting started. Sorry, guys.
I let one slip the other day.
Apologize. The stuff that keeps getting stirred up is mostly, I feel like, on social media is where this
is spinning.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like, I've read Takari's, I've been reading her Twitter just to kind of, you know, get some perspective on how she's been taking everything. And it seems that the Evelyn narrative is giving her a voice. That's what I'm getting a lot of. Because anything that Evelyn says in her, I guess not necessarily in her defense, but trying to see it from her perspective, that's what I'm seeing her retweeting, and that's what I see her commenting on. And then she's hinting to this book that she's working on and going more into the story. Because I know one tweet she did say that her mom never reached out. So that's why she felt the need to, you know, post.
Do the page and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think that just goes into social media etiquette and family. Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah. knowing what, and deciding what you're going to put out on basically Front Street, and then mm-hmm. having the public come in and then instigate it and mm-hmm. interpreting it, and then you and whatever you're doing behind it and what message you're trying to send. Right. It's a...
And that's the thing that with it being yeah. on social media and the public getting involved, because like Evelyn kept saying, it was her private page. Like yeah. Sakari's page is private. So someone being took messy, we don't know who it was, you know, took a screenshot, mm-hmm. I guess sent it to a blog, because Evelyn didn't even know that it was on a blog,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. unto mm-hmm. her knowledge. So when Jackie showed her that, it's like, well, I didn't even know that this was here. And yeah. as you can see, I didn't right. put it there. I just made my comment. I did what I did. And that mm-hmm. was it.
Right.
You know, so like we said, the public comes into that and they start to stir the pot, and now we're here.
Who knows? We might get more information, or we might get more in the days and weeks mm-hmm. to come as far as the relationship between Jackie and Takari. I think as far as this situation goes, it's water under the bridge. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. move.
It's like beating a dead horse at this
yeah,
point.
So let's yeah. It is. I'm like, else.
I can't, you know, the kid's taken care of. Mm-hmm. Y'all just mm-hmm. like hug and have a glass of wine and move on.
Right. So move speaking on, about y'all. Beating a dead horse. So we got Kiana and Persia, which her name's Ellen.
Elena.
I'm going to call her Persia. That's what I'm going to remember.
That's her nickname. She goes by that.
Yeah. So, Kiana and Persia come back at it again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to discuss this one last time. It's going to be in it. Because okay. I'm kind of like, I'm over it. Okay.
For me, say what you have to say when you're in the moment. If mm-hmm. you were that upset about it, say it then. It's the two of you. I know days have passed. It may have been even like a week or so.
It had to have been because
since that time.
Because Evelyn said to Jackie said no. Shawnee said to Evelyn, "Oh, have you spoken to anyone mm-hmm. in a week or so?" Yeah.
Right. So yeah. So you still want to let that sit and then try to check her again? No, you should have handled it then.
Yeah.
If it made you that upset, because now it's like, well, what's your issue? And I like Persia for standing up for herself. Like, okay, well, let's talk about it. Because what's yeah. your issue? I didn't come at you that way,
which she did.
I tried to be respectful, so I don't understand what your issue is.
Yeah,
like, and I don't understand her issue either.
Yeah, I have to say I agree with Persia on that one. Yeah, I was like, I don't think she came. I would want to know.
I do kind of see Kiana's side in the fact that she said, you know, you told me that you were texting him, and I said, okay, I don't care, and that should have been the end of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you didn't need to bring it back up again throughout the rest of our dinner. You don't need to bring it back up again. Like, here we are a week later. I don't need to know any more about it.
It only came up because Kiana got attitude with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, she did.
Right.
But she said, oh, yeah. this girl's here.
Yeah, so she started that. Like, and like I said, again, if you had an issue, state it then.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So.
All right, so I'm done with that one.
I'm done with it too.
Let's go on.
Move on.
So we got an introduction of a new character, Christina.
Yes.
Kristen. So she's in LA now. She has a daughter with
named
a player,
Braylon.
Yeah.
And she's working on her ring finger. So am I, boo. I'm just not dating anybody. I'm working on it.
She's not.
She already got one.
I got my ring finger taken care of.
Okay.
Right. You. I mean, yeah. you know.
So what do we think about her so far from what we've seen?
So far, yeah, I'm like,
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. You have your sisters here. I do have a little bit of tea of that about her sisters.
Go ahead, girl. Right. Go ahead.
One of her sisters, Asia, that's Dwayne Wade's baby mother from the Break Baby.
Almost said something that I was supposed to say, because I'm a Miami girl, so you know I have my feelings about Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
I got my feelings.
Let him
Mr.
out.
Mr. Wade County, because he's in Chicago now, but I'm happy for him.
Let him out.
No, because we were in our feelings about that. She has her first child is with the Waynes. Oh, she's smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. She is. Let me tell y'all. I'm going to let you finish, because she was not nice on social media with Gabrielle.
Really?
I
missed that part.
Oh,
I need to go. Because I was trying to.
Wait a minute.
I can be a fly on the wall and drink my wine.
So, before the Break Baby came around, I believe this is the one, because I usually don't do the gossip thing, but she took a picture of Gabrielle Union and Sanaa Lathan on the nightstand of his room, place that they stayed at. And she tweeted that picture on social media. I was like, and she took a picture of the luggage. I was like, girl.
Oh, that's shady.
Oh, I was like, this one is, she got balls.
Oh.
I believe this is her. because she was allegedly.
Because I don't think there's another like. Because
allegedly,
baby,
so she's the one that's been with him since his first wife. She's been around the longest. She's been him, messing with him since the first wife, into Gabby reunion. Now she has her kid. I have my theory about this whole situation, but.
Do you care to share that theory?
My theory is that she thought she was going to be, she was going to be the main chick.
Yeah.
And she didn't. And she was like, oh, you going to mess around? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That happens sometimes. So you're lingering and you think you're going to get on. And then he goes and, you know, makes someone else the main or the wife.
Yeah.
And then now you're bitter.
And I remember the party that it met at, because I was at that, that's the year we had All-Star Weekend in Miami or Super Bowl. I don't remember. I was at a party. That's all right. I'm always at a party. That's so, right, yeah, and I was like, oh, I was there for that moment. But then when I heard about the break baby, I was like, I think everyone just died inside for Gabrielle. Because I was just like,
well,
that hurt. Yeah.
But so with, this girl.
So her sister, okay, so this is Asia, the one. Yeah, Asia. So, which is Kristen's sister. So from what I've heard, Asia can't really speak on it. But she can't speak on it, but other people can. So that might be why all the sisters are there together. So Kristen, the other sister, what was her name?
Michelle, so she has a gag order?
Yeah, I believe so. But the other ones, they're free to talk. So I think, I feel like they really wanted Asia on the show. But because of the gag order, so like, well, let's bring your sisters in it too. Because so far, Kristen doesn't seem
to be
too...
on the show. You got money, girl. But 18 years. 18 years. Good. Good girl. You better sit down and relax. Right? Start a business.
For so real. Maybe they're bringing the sisters on so that some of this gets
messy. Yeah.
Because I feel like Kristen isn't really. She didn't bring too much this first introduction. Like, so I think it's she's really there because
Shawnee girl.
I love it. I love it.
I can't wait to see how all that plays out.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not going to play out that well because we can't. They can't really say anything. Everything's going to be like us talking. It's like we can't really.
Yeah, they can talk around.
Allegedly.
Like, yeah, right?
Yeah.
They can talk
allegedly.
Around it, but they may figure out some smart ways to do
I'm
it.
I'm sure they will, but
oh, man.
So this is that girl. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The younger sister, Michelle.
I think it was Michelle.
Anyway, she was very energetic.
Very.
Y'all notice that?
Yeah, very.
She was very excited that everybody was there.
Like, okay! Oh, my God!
Oh, that was her?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
She was on level 11.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is fine. I enjoy that. I enjoy...
You always need one of those people.
She's everybody's head girl.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You need that. I love that. It. You need that in the bunch. Someone has to be the downer and someone has to be the upper.
Yeah.
Everyone else, like, in between.
Yeah, right. And you have the middle to keep everyone kind of balanced.
Yeah.
So we could say that the Glamma party was probably overall just not good. Not a good look for everybody. Just a fail.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It
was a good idea, though. Good idea. So, we also think that the Evelyn and Jackie meetup, what do we think about her trying to, like you were saying before, trying to have this kumbaya moment? Do we think that's ever going to happen? Because Tammy already said it's not going to be through her.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen eventually, maybe like a few episodes in, maybe by episode, like maybe six or so. It's going to be a little bit further, like maybe possibly closer to the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to happen. Maybe it can be Tammy that brings them to... I'm sorry. I quit on these names. it might be Shawnee that
That's
brings them
I'm
together.
Thinking.
Yeah,
I think Shawnee more will have the pull.
Mm-hmm.
See, I wonder if there's gonna continue to be beef between Jackie and Tammy. Then how is she going to get everybody to come together? Like, Tammy right now has got no friend in Jackie or Evelyn.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you're right, if it is going to be anybody that's going to bring them together, it's going to be Shawnee.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that we're going to have to see a little bit of Evelyn's claws out. Because I feel like right now Tammy kind of feels like she's just like, I got, you know what I mean? Like, if there's no competition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would be no fun for her to fight with her right now because she's a little too mellow at the moment.
She's too mature.
Well,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think so, but I think maybe deep down, Tammy's it's like feels like a waste of time for her because she already says she's Evelyn's only in LA because of Tammy, so she already kind of feels this like above
superiority.
Yeah.
Yes, a little bit. So I feel like Evelyn's gonna have to rise up a little bit.
Tammy's already risen.
Right, Tammy's
already risen. So let's see.
Evelyn.
It's Evelyn's turn to rise up, girl. Come on.
No, we need you. I need that.
But Evelyn. What do you guys think about that, though, when Tammy said that Evelyn's owning LA because of her and it's a competition? Do you guys really feel that way?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either.
But Tammy's.
But I think Tammy thinks that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Tammy... This is the thing. Tammy's very smart, and Tammy's a voice of wisdom. She, yeah. So when she says certain things, I'm like, no, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, this is one of those things. Mm-hmm. I don't doubt there's some level of competition, but to this extent, I'm not sure, because Evelyn had her show, had mm-hmm. a reality show before. I think mm-hmm. a lot of them moved out here, and she's just kind of like, in my opinion, Evelyn just wants to be back in the spotlight. Right, she doesn't yeah. really need to be. Mm-hmm. She just wants to be.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily really like a money issue, because yeah. that's kind of what I thought last, you know, we talked about that last mm-hmm. episode. But now, it could just be like the limelight, the spotlight, mm-hmm. you know, the fame of it. She just still wants to be seen.
Yeah.
And so that's why
she's back on the show. The opportunity of it is mm-hmm. too attractive, too appealing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And yeah. Evelyn doesn't necessarily give advice. Like Tammy, like she gets on her social media, she has her Bonnet mm-hmm. Chronicles, and she like gives you real life advice. She's that person that you could go to and get some real, you know, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Evelyn's more of, you know, selfie, you know.
Right.
It yeah. just there's to me they're still different. They're mm-hmm. similar but very different in mm-hmm. what they bring to the world of entertainment.
Well, speaking of taking advice from Tammy, are you guys gonna read her book?
Oh yes, that's
Mistress 101.
Mistress, I mm-hmm. love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about it. Yes. I'm not even married, but I've been given advice like that. You gotta always keep it steamy. Wear a different wig, different attitude.
Be a different person. Meet role up play places, sometimes.
Go in the alley. Do what you gotta do. Keep it steamy.
Yes. I already ordered with that. Two copies.
Look at you, Tammy. You need to come to the studio and sign her copies.
Come on, girls.
She's supporting you.
We got to get some of these ladies in here. Have to.
All in good time.
Well, I've reached out to one in particular. Well, a few in particular. Mm-hmm. So we're working on some other ones. So hopefully we get them in here before, you know, the reunion.
Yeah.
And, you know, have some fun. Or if not, call in.
Ladies.
No, we've had Oprah call into AfterBuzz. So if Oprah can call into AfterBuzz, there is no reason.
And again, I'm just going to throw out there that we have wine.
Look at you.
We do.
Wine.
And it's good
I'm just
wine.
Telling you, if you know your
That's
brand.
That's how we're selling it.
Know your brand.
Wine and fun. Can't complain. So before we go, ladies, any predictions, anything else that we didn't get to cover that you guys want to talk about?
I don't know.
Okay, so this is not really a prediction, but can we just talk about the shade of Jennifer? Because we see Jennifer Williams.
Yes, in she's this making episode. Her. Yes, she's come back too.
Right. So, but the rumor was that she was supposed to film a few episodes, and then when Evelyn officially came back, Jennifer was shut down. Like, Evelyn didn't want her there. And to me, that seems legit, because did we see, like, Jennifer was there, but she didn't even... She was talking, but on air. She didn't really speak on air. You could hear her in the background. And Jackie even said something to Jennifer, and they didn't show Jennifer responding. Because usually when someone's been on a reality show, they may come back for, like, you know, a moment or two or just a scene. They still have an interaction with the rest of the cast members.
Yeah, sure.
But this time, you just saw Jennifer. You didn't really hear anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, is it true? Does Evelyn have that much power to, like, shut Jennifer down like that?
I don't think so, because then she wouldn't even be on the show at all.
At all?
My intel had told me that, you know, Jennifer is also in a point of life where she's just figuring things out. So she's kind of, and she's that girl, she's kind of mellow. She kind of just goes with the flow. She's a planner, but she goes with the flow. And
so maybe she was just there to support Tammy. Like, you guys can show me, but I don't want to
And I think they
really
probably have edited out some stuff that we probably didn't see.
Yeah. If you look, and I could be wrong, but if you look at when Tammy is giving her talk doing the Q&A at the book signing, it looks like Jennifer's in the back holding a microphone. So I almost feel like
I think she was part of her little panel.
Part of
thing.
The panel. Yeah. So there's a lot that I know that we didn't see.
That. Good.
But she was holding a microphone back there. So she was definitely a part of that whole thing.
Yeah.
But maybe not for specifically Basketball Wives. But can we talk about that fur thing that she was wearing?
Oh, Jennifer?
Jennifer and Jackie. I'm like, y'all are in L.A.
Yeah, it's
what
hot.
What is this?
Yeah. Wait, what? It was over the summer. Was there any part of the summer where it was ever cold? I don't remember.
I mean, we live in L.A. It is 65 and sunny at worst.
But also...
But it's been...
You've been here
rainy.
6 years.
Yeah.
You've been here...
Three.
And I've been here just one. And since I have moved here... Mm-hmm. I felt like I brought Miami with me because it's been raining. And it does. They allegedly say it doesn't rain in Southern California, but I can't tell. At one point, I thought we were having a hurricane.
Well, we needed it, so thank you for your Miami.
And at one point, we did have it. It was a little cold. But I just don't remember if it was cold over the summer.
But was it, like, fur jacket cold?
No.
It was not, like, to your knees.
But I will say this.
She came in Cookie Lion style. She did. To let y'all know she was there. That's all that was.
And because none of us are really, like... from here, like, LA people, if they feel a little chill, They are bundled.
Really?
Like, it's, yeah, I've noticed that.
Oh, yes. Like, if it's below 75, we are like bundled. Fur bikinis.
Oh, no. If it's like, if they feel a little breeze in the air and it's during the day, because we all know it gets cooler at night, everyone's okay with that. But if it's during the day,
now that's bundled. A good point. That is a good point. But still, I thought that look was.
Maybe she just came back from Sacramento.
Okay.
And she just got off the plane. And the plane was cold.
Maybe.
Well, then what's Jennifer's excuse?
We're reaching, but...
I don't know.
No, I just... Here's the thing.
I'm trying here.
I thought the looks were fabulous. I really liked both
just
of them.
I just looked at it
and I was like, come on. We're in LA. Like, is it ever appropriate for fur?
For all that fur.
I'm just saying.
People be...
You look great,
it's
but.
Just... That's how I feel about people who are shades on the inside. Like, it's dark. You have on sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's just my thing, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. Point taken. Anything else before we go?
I think that's it for me.
So where can we find y'all on social?
Oh, you can find me, Laura L. Thomas, at Laura L. Thomas TV. Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah. And you guys can find me Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha_33.
And I forgot, what other after shows do you guys do?
None. This is my only one.
You guys can catch me on Sundays. I do Shades of Blue. You guys can also catch me on Thursdays for Rebel and Grey's Anatomy.
Hey, guys. It's Michelle Madison. You find me on the Twitter at @MICH_MadisonTV, but mostly on Instagram at @Michelle_MadisonTV. I also do the after show for Shots Fired on Wednesday, so check us out there. Make sure to comment, tweet us, let us know what you think about Basketball Wives, anything that we missed, you know, chime in, and maybe next week we can have you guys live chat with us.
Oh, that would be fun.
I should not say live. Just chat with us. That's all.
Just
all right, guys. Have a good one. Oh, yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.